I want to thank Max Licato. I've done many Bible studies with him. He's an author of good Christian literature. And last spring, I happened to pick up this book on sale rack, and it's Because of Bethlehem, Love is Born, Hope is Here. And it's an Advent devotional, and those of you who are in my Abigail circle know that I used it for a program already this year. And it's just he puts things in ways that I can understand, and the second chapter is about the face of God, and I have adapted that for my message this morning. Why do we punch elevator buttons more than once? Donna said to see the light. Why do we love the front seat of a bus and the back seat in the church? Why do we pierce holes in our bodies and hang jewelry from them? Why do we ask for instructions and then argue with the person who gave them? Have you ever done that, especially when traveling, and you think you know you're right, yet you ask for instructions and argue with the person who is giving you the right? And I love this one. Of what purpose is a necktie? Sorry, Larry. Rational behavior is not one of the trademarks of human beings. But if you want to see people on the edge of insanity, just watch the way families treat their babies at Christmas time. The poor baby has no warning. He or she is just starting to recover from the slide down the birth canal when the family begins decorating the baby as if it were a puppy in the dog parade. Red furry stocking cap with a ball on the end, goofy elfish shoes that curl at the toes. When this baby becomes a teen and wears baggy jeans and sports a tattoo or pierces a nostril, grown-ups will groan at the sight. But dress up a six-month-old in suspenders and reindeer antlers? That's cute. And the pictures we take. Baby teething on ornaments. Baby snoozing under the tree. Baby on Santa's lap. Santa with a wet spot on his lap. We make such a fuss. Bring the baby into a room and everything changes. Grandma reaches up. Grandpa wakes up. Conversation shifts from politics and presidents to pampers and pacifiers. This time of year, babies take center stage, and well, they should. It's not the Christmas story, the story of a baby. This is the Christmas moment that shaped all the others to follow. On a starlit night in the company of sheep, cattle, and a bewildered Joseph, Mary's eyes fell upon the face of her just-born son. She was weary, surely. In pain, likely. Ready to place her head on straw and sleep the rest of the night away, probably. But first Mary had to see his face. His face. To wipe the moisture from his mouth and feel the shape of his chin. To be the first to whisper, "So this is what God looks like." People have always wondered about the image of God. How have you pictured it, God? Do you ever think about what God looks like? Societies have speculated, tribes have cogitated, and we've reached a variety of conclusions. God has been depicted as a golden calf and a violent wind and an angry volcano. He wears wings, breathes fire, eats infants, and demands penance. We've fancied God as ferocious, magical, fickle, and maniacal, a God to be avoided, dreaded, and appeased. But never in mankind's wildest dreams did we consider that God could enter the world as an infant. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, John 1:14. The Word became not a whirlwind or a devouring fire, but a single cell, a fertilized egg, an embryo, a baby. Placenta nourished him, an amniotic sac surrounded him. He grew to the size of a fist, and his tiny heart divided into chambers. God became flesh. Jesus entered the world not like a human, but as a human. He endured puberty, pimples, hot weather, and cranky neighbors. God became human down to his very toes. Why such a journey? Why would God do this? Why did God go so far? The chief reason is this. He wants you to know that he gets you. He understands how you feel and has faced what you face. Jesus is not out of touch with our reality. He's been through weakness and testing, experienced it all but the sin. So let's walk right up to him and get what he is ready to give. Take the mercy, accept the help. And that's from Hebrews 4:15-16. Does God understand you? Find the answer in Bethlehem. Gaze where Mary gazed. Look into God's face. Be assured. Jesus himself stated, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father," John 14:9. If the king was willing to enter the world of animals and shepherds and swaddling clothes, don't you think he's willing to enter yours? He took on your face in the hope that you would see his face. Love is born. Hope is here. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.